God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Deedy?
Here.
Councilmember Morgan?
Here.
Councilmember Edelman?
Here.
Councilmember Weber?
Here.
Councilmember Pepper?
Here.
Councilmember Pepper?
Thank you. I move to change the agenda per council rules of procedure. The changes from the posted agenda are the consent agenda is moved to the end after new business per council rule 3.12. The other items of unfinished business remain on the council agenda, and the committee chair is requested to make a motion on whether they wish to ask the council to vote to relieve the item from committee or if the item should remain in committee. Do I have a second?
I'll second you, Pat.
Thank you, Councilmember Morgan.
Councilmember Edelman?
Just a moment. I do not even understand what you just said. You're moving the consent agenda to the end, correct?
Correct.
And then you want to do what?
The other items of unfinished business remain on the agenda, and the committee chair is requested to make a motion on whether they wish to ask the council to vote to relieve the item from committee or if the item should remain in committee. To speak to this motion.
I have a follow-on question. When was your committee meeting? Where was it held? And who was in attendance?
To speak to my motion, please. We'll answer your question.
Councilmember Pepper.
Thank you. First, the council president and mayor pro tem must approve the agenda if the items on it follow the rules. We don't decide whether we like an agenda item or not. We just look at whether a council member has requested first reading or whether a committee or committee chair has requested an item and is ready to come out of a committee. This committee step is currently more difficult because the mayor will not allow the committees to meet on city property and will not issue public notice of our committee meetings. The committees have not been meeting, so we rely on Rule 18.1.1, which also allows a vote of the full council to determine if an item should be removed from committee. Second, the author of the Open Public Meetings Act and numerous attorneys at MRSC, which is the Municipal Research Service Center, made it clear that two council members approving the preliminary agenda is not an open meetings violation. To speak to this motion, according to state law, RCW 35A.11.020 and 35A.12.120, the city council, that's us, determines what will be on the preliminary agenda and what agenda must be posted to the city website. RCW 35A.12.120 also states the council shall determine its own rules and order of business and may establish rules for the conduct of council meetings.
So there's a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Councilmember Deedy.
All right, so I also didn't understand all that. So Councilmember Pepper, if you can help me. So you're saying that you're asking the council to vote on something that never went to a committee? And it's just floating out there. There's been no discussion at a committee, but you're asking the committee chair and the committee vice chair to suggest that it comes out of committee for discussion of the council that has never been to a committee. So that makes total no sense. It should just stay at the council and have a full discussion here without delaying it when you know you're not even going to discuss it. That is the most ridiculous thing I've heard yet.
Councilmember Edelman.
And also, when two members of these committees get together, they are committees of power. So when those two out of three people get together, that is a quorum of those committees, and it's a violation of the Open Public Meetings Act. Again.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion carries. So at this time, I would like to observe a moment of silence in honor of Leslie Cooley, in memory of Leslie Cooley, who passed away this week. She was in charge of the Labor Day Parade. She was a part of Eastern Star and helped with the Rainbow Girls, and I think that she'll be sorely missed. So if we could just observe a few minutes of silence. And I want to thank you people that brought flowers in her memory today for the chair that she usually sits in, because she comes to the meetings and helps Brenda set up, and she will be missed. And I wanted to announce that the dinner at the Black Diamond Elementary School for Thanksgiving dinner will be held on Sunday, 11/19, from 11 to 1 p.m. So anybody is welcome to come. It's free, and it's put on by the Kiwanis Club, and they've been doing it for quite a few years, and it's been a very successful, and we will be the first time in a new school. So the first item on the agenda is a...
Mayor.
Pardon me, Councilmember Pepper.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to public comments before we get started with public
comments. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, thank you. I forgot the public comments.
Well, I just wanted to say some things about that. And I'd like to remind us that in the Black Diamond rules, there is a Section 10, public comments. And we've talked about 10-1, requesting to speak, 10-2, the time limit, 10-3, advertising or promoting political cause is prohibited. 10-4, I think we've mentioned before, but I would like to especially read it out today. This is other prohibited remarks. Any person who causes actual disruption by making personal attacks, using hate speech, making slanderous remarks, or other disruptive conduct while addressing the council shall be barred from further participation by the presiding officer, unless permission to continue is granted by a majority vote of the council members present. And I'd like to refer to something Jurassic Parliament has put out. It's called a cheat sheet for the chair to run a fair, efficient, and democratic meeting. Be a servant to the group, not the boss. Control who speaks by recognizing members. Discussion is not a conversation. Don't allow anyone to speak a second time until all who wish have spoken. Help everyone focus on the meeting's purpose by keeping discussion germane, which means relevant. Model and insist on courtesy and respect. Teach members to use point of order and to appeal your decisions. Listen to each person speaking as if there were no one else in the room. Keep an emotional connection with the members. When in doubt, ask the group. The group is the final authority, and I would ask you, Madam Chair, to run a fair, efficient, and democratic meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Pepper.
Yeah.
Councilmember Edelman.
Well, first of all, our citizens have the right to speak. There is an item on the agenda tonight that is directed and was generated by you, Ms. Pepper. And so if our citizens want to get up and speak to that agenda bill, they have the right to do that, and you need to just be quiet and let people speak. You may not like what they have to hear, but they have a right to voice their opinions before we vote on that issue.
Councilmember Deedy.
So, Janie's right, but on this cheat sheet, Councilmember Pepper, that you presented, it is also the job of each and every one of us council members to follow this as well. And I don't see that happening. So in order for a mayor to do her job up here, the council also has to do their job. It is not solely the mayor that tries to control each one of us. It is our own job to control our own actions. And I've seen each and every one of us out of control. So we cannot sit up here, Councilmember Pepper, in your last one, listen to each person speaking as if there were no one else in the room. I don't ever see you doing that when I speak. So please, let's do the same respect we're requesting from the mayor, from all of us up here.
So it's now time for public comments. Gary?
Thank you, Madam Mayor, City Council. I regard this as being rather serious. The first vote that you folks did this evening was illegible. It could not be determined for certain who voted for what. I mean, it was obvious the majority voted together. There was one clear person on the end. I'm not sure which one. But it would be nice to have a roll call vote on that done again. So it's clear. Thank you. Unless the clerk can make it clear from her record. Thank you.
The clerk will clarify for you.
Yeah, it was 4-1. Councilmember Edwin did not vote, and it goes with the affirmative.
I did too.
You did?
I voted. I voted yes.
Oh, yes, you voted yes. Sorry, she voted yes, and it went with the affirmative, so it's 4-1. Sorry.
I voted no.
Okay, I thought you did.
Yeah.
Michelle?
Do I need to say my name and where
your
I'm from?
Name and your city.
Okay. Michelle Young, Black Diamond. So according to King County Elections, a special election for a recall will cost the city over $20,000. I think personally that the recall is a waste of time and money. I do see that Attorney Kohler is here tonight, and I think it would be great to hear from her about the right of a council member to have their defense in a recall paid for by the city. And I also support Pat Pepper getting a defense paid for by the city.
Do you want to cut this off before it becomes more political speech?
What? How is it political?
So
it's electionary.
You said the election's a waste.
I said one sentence there. Okay.
Michelle?
But, yeah.
Until we get to that agenda item, I don't think that we can talk about
it. Can I talk about it then? I just wanted to say I support the city paying for her recall.
That's fine. That's
for
good.
Her, yeah.
That's good. Aaron?
Aaron Rose Stout, Black Diamond. On Tuesday of this week, Black Diamond lost one of its precious residents after a very short battle with the recurrence of her cancer. We will never again see her stride from the back of the council chambers to this podium and confidently state, Leslie Cooley, Black Diamond. This is not a memorial or a eulogy of Leslie, but a call to the mayor, the members of the city council, and the residents of Black Diamond to consider their own attitudes about the city of Black Diamond. Do we love this city the way Leslie did? Can we follow her example and put the energy and effort into caring about this place the way she did? Leslie dedicated herself to volunteering for Labor Days, heading up the parade committee, and other volunteer endeavors that were meaningful to her. Leslie attended most city council meetings and even went back and listened to the audio so she could make meaningful comments on specific items at the next council meeting. She wanted her voice to be heard and to make a difference. Leslie had a quirky sense of humor, a no-nonsense persona, and a whimsical style of dress. I was looking forward to hearing and learning more from her, but now she's gone. The residents of Black Diamond will have to carry the torch that Leslie lifted, and perhaps she will smile down on our endeavors. Rest in peace, Leslie Coop.
Is there anybody else wishing to address council?
Terry?
Terry Yankovich, Black Diamond. What I would like to say tonight to Pat Pepper, as I've watched over the last few months, is you made a statement tonight about having everybody be respectful. But when people speak to you, I've watched you time and time again not look them in the eye, but put your head down. Respect. I think we all need to respect one another. Voting's done. It's time to move on. And in these council meetings, I don't think it's necessary to be speaking to the person sitting next to you or the person behind you. Put the attention on what's going on with the meeting. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Jana?
Jana Thompson, Black Diamond. Well, I'd like to thank council members Pepper and Morgan for placing the resolution to fund the council member Pepper's defense on the agenda for tonight, because this does open the door for us to make some comments about the recall. And it seems to me that it's ridiculous to ask the residents of Black Diamond to pay three hefty fees to get rid of a council member who is guilty of malfeasance, misfeasance, and breaking her oath of office, determined by the Supreme Court and the Superior Court. The three fees I'm talking about are the citizens to recall Pepper have had to raise $30,000 in legal fees. The residents will have to bear the cost of a recall ballot. And now Pepper expects us residents to just have a blank check to fund her defense.
Donna, I don't know if you can say all of that.
It's on the ballot. It's on the agenda for tonight. And I think that the residents have a right to be able to comment about the recall if it's on the agenda. I'm talking about facts. I'm not saying to vote for or not to vote for. To vote for or not to vote for is political. But commenting on something on the agenda is not. Are we in agreement?
I think you shut down the first speaker.
So,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the council podium is not a place, or the public comment podium is not a place to make political speeches. I believe that if there's an item on the agenda for council vote, then the council, then the public is absolutely entitled to comment upon that item. But to comment on an election or a vote, I think that's going a little bit beyond what's appropriate. So in speaking in support of or against an item on the agenda, I think is perfectly appropriate. But expressing support or opposition to an election item, a ballot item, is probably going a little bit too far.
Okay. I am submitting tonight a thumb drive that has all of the recall documents on it, so that all of the documents are in one place, so that if any citizens want to see all of the exchanges that have happened at the Supreme Court, at the Superior Court, or with the PDC, or with King County Elections, you can just find it in one place. Regarding the PDC, I would like to point out that I do not believe that Councilmember Pepper should have her defense paid for by the citizens of Black Diamond, because she is in violation of a law that says that requires her to file with the PDC. And she has, I filed a complaint regarding that, and she has not responded. So to today, she has not filed with the PDC stating how she is funding her anti-recall campaign. So as a course of noting that she talks often about the importance of being transparent, and yet she is not filing with the PDC any of her expenses or any of her income that is supporting her anti-recall campaign.
Pat?
Pat Nelson, Black Diamond. This isn't political. This is a thank you. I have never seen yard signs all over disappear as fast as y'all got rid of your yard signs. Holy crud. I wish the guy from Enum Club was here today. That was record-breaking. I came home from work. I'm like, someone stole my yard sign. They were gone. So whoever did that, thank you, thank you, thank you. I thought about that as I drove around the city one day and they were all gone. I'm like, where's the guy from Enum Club? I hope he likes the city now because it's clean. Thank you. Just what you asked. The city's going to go through some... Thank you. You asked for attention for everybody. Thank you. Or lack thereof. The city is asking for some new stuff to come, and I'm excited for what's coming. I'm glad this whole season is over. I'm glad that the seats are changing backsides. And the only thing, Pepper, you're going to like this. I honestly don't think we need a recall. Honestly. Because your voice doesn't matter anymore. Thank you.
Judy. Judy Goodwin.
Judy Goodwin, Black Diamond. Thank you, Mayor and Council, for allowing us to speak in public comment. I, too, want to remember Leslie. I know she's watching over us tonight, and we need to be bold in our comments because Leslie was bold in her comments. She was a great advocate for the city of Black Diamond. I come before you tonight to ask that you disregard the resolution regarding the payment of Council Pat Pepper's legal fees. The city's budget is already overwhelmed with legal fees brought about by actions of Council Members Pepper, Weber, and Morgan. Council Member Pepper and her backers are responsible for paying legal fees with regard to the recall. Almost 2 years ago, Mr. Dardowski spoke during public comment for a council meeting. He claimed that all of the disagreements within the council were just a tempest in a teapot. It would all work out. His optimism was obviously not warranted. It has been a tempest that has roiled through the city, affecting all council members, the mayor, the staff, and all of the citizens of Black Diamond. We need to have a peaceful transition for the new council members and move beyond these last 2 years. That transition includes Councilmember Pepper paying for her own legal fees. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Bob?
Bob Edelman, Black Diamond. I'm going to be speaking regarding the resolution being introduced tonight to provide the funding for representation of Councilmember Pepper in defense of recall charges. I have extended remarks that I'll pass out. I'll try to get through a brief synopsis. I'm speaking in opposition to that agenda item. First, the resolution does not refer to the proper applicable law. References made to the provision of RCW 3521203 that defense expenses may be paid if approved by the City Council. But RCW 4.96.041 requires, in addition, approval by the City Attorney. That language was enacted after the Title 35 language, so it controls. If the resolution is passed without the express concurrence of the City Attorney, it will be invalid. I urge Mr. Lenihan to withhold concurrence with the resolution because it fails to state the proper applicable law and because of the following second major issue. Pat Pepper has a substantial conflict of interest regarding the resolution. There's a longstanding principle that public officials should not vote on measures where they have a conflict of interest. The rule was codified in RCW 42-23-030. Pat Pepper unquestionably has a direct interest in passage of the resolution, which only benefits her. The resolution falsely states that the courts have found that an elected official may vote upon a request under the cited statute. There are no such court findings. Dan Glenn argued in a memo that there was a Supreme Court finding in a case that applies by analogy. In that case, a port commissioner voted to indemnify commissioners for OPMA violations. The court contracted for legal counsel, and the commissioner was not indemnified for illegal acts. The court found that she had no beneficial interest and her vote was legal. That's distinguished from the resolution where Ms. Pepper wants the city to pay an unlimited amount to attorneys of her choice for her defense. Unlike the cited case, payment would be required even if the fault is hers. This is an obvious beneficial interest to her, in contrast to the case that Glenn cites. I urge Mr. Lenihan to withhold concurrence with any vote to provide funding for defense of the recall of Ms. Pepper if Ms. Pepper participates. I also urge Mr. Lenihan to make the determination prior to consideration of the resolution that Ms. Pepper has a conflict of interest and should abstain from participating.
Your time is up.
I'll finish this up with just 5 seconds. Pursuant to Council Rule 8.3.1, if Pepper refuses to abstain, then she should be disqualified in the manner provided by Council Rule 861. Thank you.
Robin.
Okay, if I pass these out.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, just lay it down. Thank you.
Bob, is this yours? I would like to request 6 minutes, please.
That's fine with me.
Okay. Robin Taylor, Black Diamond.
Excuse me, we have...
The whole council has to agree, and if you want to take your 6 minutes now, your total 6 minutes now for the evening, that would be fine with me, but otherwise it's 3 and 3.
I will second that, Pat.
Fine with me. Well, let her take her 6 minutes now. She needs to say what she needs to say.
Well, I think that the council in the past has allowed everybody to speak over. So why are we all of a sudden pressing people?
That's not entirely true.
It is
true. Oh, yeah, it is.
No.
It is true.
Yeah, it's not true.
So, go ahead.
The council has to agree to allow her to have extra time. I'm willing to allow her to have her 6 minutes now and none later.
I disagree with that because everybody likes to get up at the second half and discuss mm-hmm. what happened. Mm-hmm. So I think that we should still allow and not disqualify somebody from speaking. We're wasting time right now. So
I would be in favor of 3 minutes by now and 3 minutes later then.
Okay.
Brian, do you want to step in or?
Of course not.
You even?
Thank you. She can do 3 minutes now, and if there's other people that want to give their discussion, they can come up, and then she can finish with a second turn.
So you're saying if somebody in the audience wants to say that she can have their 3 minutes right now, you're
no,
good with that?
What I'm saying is she can have her standard 3 minutes for public comment. If there's other people in the audience that would like to come up and give their 3 minutes of comment or however long, when everybody else is done, if Ms. Taylor wants to come back and finish another 3 minutes, then I'm fine with that.
Okay. I'm okay waiting till everybody's done. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
All right.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
We need to have a vote.
Yeah. Just a minute. If Ms. Taylor decides that she will be the last person under public comment, will you then allow her 6 minutes?
Right, that's what he said.
Unrestricted, so she can come back at the end of the meeting and also talk for three if she wants to?
That's what he said.
Is that what you're
that's
saying?
That's in essence.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I would go for that.
Good with that.
Councilmember Morgan?
I think that there's a lot of people here who want to speak. I think that we have some things to talk about. I think we have a public hearing where people will be able to speak again on the budget for as long as 5 minutes. I think if we don't want this meeting to go until tomorrow, I think that 3 minutes now and 3 minutes later or 6 minutes now and no minutes later makes sense to me.
Are you making?
And I will make a motion to that.
All right, I would second that.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No.
Okay, you have 3 minutes,
wow.
Robin.
No, she has six.
Well, if you,
that's not
yeah.
what you voted on.
So am I that's going at the end on. Of everybody with 6 minutes, or am I only doing three now?
Yeah. You're
well, they just
three.
Had a vote they where voted. They voted to only allow you three minutes.
Now. 3 minutes now and 3 minutes
later
at the end of the meeting. That's
on.
Fine. Yeah.
All right. Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. This is on the agenda bill to reimburse Pepper her legal fees. Presumably, Pepper has a contract with her attorney. Her request for the city to pay her legal defense bills against the recall is in actuality a request that the city become the party responsible to pay that contracted debt. Pepper would be voting to amend the contract, placing the city as the owner of that debt and releasing her from this debt. This gives Pepper a direct personal financial benefit if this resolution passes, and therefore she must recuse herself from voting. The very first clause of RCW 42.23.030 states, quote, no municipal officer shall be beneficially interested directly or indirectly in any contract which may be made by, through, or under the supervision of such officer, close quote. The final paragraph clearly states that a municipal officer may not vote on authorization. Pepper, as a municipal officer, presumably signed a contract with the attorney defending her. This means her contract was made by, through, and under her supervision, and therefore she is not allowed to vote to benefit from the taxpayers paying her legal bills. Washington State PDC was established. I'm going to skip forward. The PDC has determined that a recall is a ballot measure and not a campaign. Any support of or opposition to must register with the PDC. To date, Pepper has failed to comply with that law. She is not registered with the PDC. Citizens are unable to verify that donations have been kept under the $1,000 limit. Neither have citizens been able to see who has been donating to Pepper's defense. Has Pepper paid her own bills, or have massive donations been made to pay those bills for her? Who made those donations, and will our tax dollars be used to reimburse those donors? These are questions that will be answered when Pepper complies with the law, registers as a PAC, and discloses her expenditures and donations. This is the transparency and oversight the sovereign citizens of Black Diamond demand to have over Pat Pepper. The city should not pay one dime of Pepper's legal defense bills until she has complied with the law. She should produce her contract with her attorney, all invoices and payments to her attorney, any other expenditures for signs, flyers, and printing, her PDC PAC registration, and her filing reports printed from online at the PDC website, which will show her donations and expenditures have been reported and she is in compliance with the law. Until such time as Pepper has produced proof that she has become transparent to the sovereign citizens of Washington State, the city should not release any public monies for her recall defense.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Mario?
Mario?
Mario Sorcy, Black Diamond. I'm not going to talk about the issues that we've just been hearing about. I just got back in town from a lovely trip to Australia for 90 days to find that the road had been paved on Roberts Drive. However, I did find a section of road where the bridge wasn't done. I'm deeply disappointed that this council could not complete the whole road down Roberts Drive and up to the new development. I hope at some point in the very near future this council decides to improve the whole road and not just part of it. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Kristen?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. My name is Kristen Bryant. I think we all remember that I am living in Bellevue and grew up in Black Diamond. Thank you for the opportunity to address you this evening. One quick comment before my main topic. There was a discussion about following the council rules early on and following Robert's rules, and I unfortunately feel that it is necessary to point out that Councilmember Didi accused others of violating the rules of courtesy, but I rarely hear her make a comment here on the dais that doesn't violate the rules of courtesy herself, unfortunately. Secondly, think that it would be helpful, and I hope that later tonight we'll get to hear from the valid legal services for the city, the attorney under contract by the city, Attorney Kohler, I see, is here tonight, on both the topic of where the line is about political speech, as well as on the matter before the council that has attracted some attention, the resolution contracting for an attorney for Councilmember Pepper's defense in the recall. It is not true that it is a conflict of interest for Councilmember Pepper to vote on that. Attorney Glenn, it was pointed out, provided an opinion apparently on this, and I think it's important to note that Attorney Glenn has over 40 years municipal experience, and I think that his opinion must, you know, be the more the one that weighs more heavily here. Another thing is that those who object to paying for an attorney for Councilmember Pepper are the same people who seem to want the taxpayers to pay for a special election. There's a way to reduce costs for everyone, and it is to look at that and whether that's really a good thing to try to put on the backs of the people overall. It seems to me that there's a political bias in the very things that some people want paid for and yet also don't want paid for. You may also want to consider giving the first speaker tonight more time, as her comments were similar to those that others gave, but she was cut off from finishing her comment, I believe. And the courts are clear in the recall case that they did not determine if the recall allegations are true or false. Thank you.
Melissa?
Hello, Melissa Oglesby, Black Diamond. Thank you, Mayor and Council. Just on a brighter note, want to remind everybody we have a free Thanksgiving dinner coming up, I believe, this Sunday, the 19th, at 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock. It's being held at the Black Diamond Elementary School. It is free. So bring your families, bring your guests. Let's come together as a community and enjoy each other. The second note I want to remind each other, we, being a member of the Black Diamond Museum, we do have our historical hometown Christmas coming up on December 9th from 10 to 4. I will be at the Eagles helping you guys make some wreaths with your family and friends, so please come see me. I hear Frosty's going to be there. I personally know. Another great thing I want to remind everybody is that the Black Diamond Community Center gives back to local families here in Black Diamond, families that are in need. There will be Christmas trees at the Eagles and at the Black Diamond Community Center with tags on them with local families' children here that need gifts. So please feel free to gather and, you know, grab a tag and support your local families here in Black Diamond. Thank you.
Pam?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Pam McCain, Black Diamond, also Chairman of the Black Diamond Planning Commission. I just wanted to reiterate for the 10th time this year that because of the ineffectiveness of this council, we have not had a Planning Commission meeting. One of the reasons is that the contracts can't get paid for the work that is necessary to finish the comp plan. And although the citizens in the audience might not understand the impact of that, it's a serious impact to every one of us that live here. Also, speaking to the recall and the desire for Councilperson Pepper to have the public pay for that, that is just one more slap in the face to the citizens of Black Diamond. I would ask Councilperson Pepper to consider resigning her office, saving all of us the money for the defense of the recall, the printing of the ballot, but I think you should do the right thing by your neighbors, Pat. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to? Yes.
Good evening, Chris Wisnowski, Black Diamond. One, I want to say it's great to see us all here. Two, going to remind everybody in the council that you still report to the citizens of the city, not anyone else. And I'm going to reaffirm what she just said. If you really wish to do what's best for the people of this city and to save the people of this city the money, I think, Ms. Pepper, you should just step down now. Save us a recall. Save us. I can't believe that you were bold enough to suggest that we should pay for your defense, but hey. All right. You went there, but I think that's inappropriate, but I think you should step down now and save us all the hassle and the cost. So, but for the other council members that still have a month and a half time, remember, you still report to us. You still have our best interest in mind. So remember that as you vote over the next month and a half. We still have a budget to do. We have other things to do. So remember that. And I'm looking forward to 2018. Thank you.
Dorothy?
Dorothy Botts, Black Diamond. I think you all know my husband was the mayor here for 26 years. And when he was mayor, we sold a piece of property to the city. When that was voted on, my husband had to leave the room. I have never heard of a person being in the room, much less voting on something they benefit from. So I think that's entirely wrong for Ms. Pepper to even expect that.
Jackie?
Jackie Buss, Black Diamond. I have to agree with Dorothy. I don't even have to say anything else about that. But I also have to agree with Mario about the sidewalks. For the safety of the citizens, you did not do a service. For the safety of the people, I can't even believe that you guys didn't put those sidewalks. That's it. Thanks.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Keith.
Keith Watson, Black Diamond. Thank you for letting me discuss this with the council, the mayor. This is slanted towards Pat Pepper. And just let me read this. Over 600 voters in Black Diamond have signed petitions for your recall as a member of the city council. This was done because of your actions that have harmed the city taxpayers and the shameful way that you and your handlers have tried to take over the city. It's time for you to take responsibility for your actions. Now, instead of taking responsibility for your actions, you want the citizens to pay for your attorney fees and court costs. You and the majority council members have cost the taxpayers of Black Diamond hundreds of thousands of dollars and nothing but grief, and have endangered the lives of citizens and future neighbors who will want to use the Rock Creek Bridge to walk to and from Ten Trails area. The recent election shows that almost 70% of the voters have chosen to elect non-Say Black Diamond candidates, which means that in February, the recall election for you, you just will not win. I say again, it's time for you to accept responsibility for your actions. The voters do not want any more of your nonsense or the nonsense from the Save Black Diamond leaders. I believe it is in your and the citizens' best interest that you resign, and ask that you consider that action now. Will you resign? No answer?
Do I talk? Attorney Kohler, do I answer him?
I think this is public comment. So if you comment, you're not invited.
No.
Well, I guess you know the sentiment here.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close this public comment session. So we have a public hearing up next, and Ms. Miller will present the public hearing on the budget.
Thank you, Council and Mayor. Tonight is our first public hearing on the preliminary 2018 budget for Black Diamond. I'm proud to say that we put a lot of work in it and all the funds are in balance. That's funds for operating the city in all the different departments and also for the capital needs of the city for 2018. The general fund is about half of the budget, and that's where our primary responsibilities of public safety, the permitting, and all the major departments operate. That budget is in balance and adds about $33,000 to the fund balance. That will leave us a year-end fund balance of $1,044,000, which is 19%. Our policy states we need to have 10%, so we're above that, but we need that amount because we are a property tax dependent city. We need that money to carry us through the months when we're not receiving property tax. The state auditors also view us continuing if our budget increases each year, which it does, as most expenditures do, that we increase our fund balance, and they use that to measure us to see that we're fit or not fit. As some cities, we're pulling down their fund balance every year, and they were really in danger of really bad things for their city. So they really use that every year and when they come in and audit, and even on the off years, to see if we are a fit city. This is a really a conservative budget this year. really the growth, and we do expect some growth in 2018, but that's primarily in the permitting community development area for permitting and all the inspections and everything that we'll be seeing next year. So the revenue that is increasing primarily is in that area, but it needs to also cover the cost in that area. We only have one new position in the budget next year, and that is for a building official to do the inspections to make sure the homes are safe. There were other three other positions that have been proposed, but when we looked at the revenue, because the revenue isn't really increasing yet until the homes are built and occupied, then the following year we start seeing property tax, tax in utility funds and everything from the fees from the residents, which they pay their utility bills, but that isn't coming in the next year's budget. So we needed to delete those and only had the one position in there. This budget also includes not only the general fund, but the street fund, the water fund, the sewer fund, the stormwater fund, and some other miscellaneous special revenue funds. Each one of those budgets is also in balance and does not include new staff either. So one of the things we really looked at this year is to measure, do we really have sustainable revenue that can cover long-term positions, or is that really kind of a short-term in a specialized revenue that's coming in? So we tried to guard against adding ongoing positions until we do see that revenue coming in, which I expect in the future. This budget has been worked on for months, reviewed by all the council members at special work studies on October 19th, 26th, and November 9th, and also September 28th. During those meetings, they were informal, and the council was asked for input. There was some input. I think there was some beautification for some baskets asked for at one of the meetings. There was a position requested at the meeting, and again, there wasn't really sustainable revenue to support additional positions. The budget document is available. It's available for purchase down at City Hall, or it's online. And this budget, you know, per RCW, includes everything that everybody has asked for in the budget, and is open tonight to receive public input from the public. And we encourage that public input. So it does include everything that we have received information on, and we welcome the input.
So is there anyone wishing to give input on the budget in the public hearing? Jason.
Hello, my name is Jason Seth. I live in Black Diamond here on Sunny Lane, and I just want to urge council to pass this budget. She says a balanced budget. I've reviewed it myself. You know, it's as good as it gets right now. You know, the times are not that great. Property, as much as everybody thinks property is going up and up and up, it is a time where houses are not selling quite as quickly as they were back in the summertime, and so property tax, and it's all connected. Everything's connected, and so I do. I just want to urge council to pass this budget timely, not untimely, like the previous budget. So, thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to speak? Well, this is a public hearing for the public. You've had your chance to speak. Is there anybody else wishing to speak to the public hearing on the budget? I will close this public hearing. The next item on the agenda is a resolution authorizing a yearly addendum to ValleyCom communications agreement. Chief Kibling.
Good Good evening, Mayor. Just like 2 weeks ago, this is our yearly addendum to ValleyCom. So I'm here second time if you have any further questions.
Councilmember Beattie.
So the council at the last meeting, Brian Weber, Erica Morgan, Pat Pepper, you sent it to committee for more information. So can you guys elaborate what more information you received? And is it voted out of your committee?
I would just say that we postponed it until this meeting. And I would ask whether the committee chair would wish to ask the council to vote to relieve the item from committee, or if the item should remain postponed. Erica?
Councilmember Morgan.
Mayor?
Councilmember Edelman?
Well, at the beginning of the meeting, when Ms. Pepper wanted to move the consent agenda, she also wanted those items to be removed to the council tonight, moved out of committee and to the council tonight for vote. So there's no point in asking for the committee chair to remove it from the committee. We already voted on that.
Councilmember Morgan?
Evidently, Councilmember Edelman has a different understanding of what happened than I do. My understanding was that we voted to have the committee chair decide to bring the items forward or not. I would like to move that the resolution approving the yearly addendum to our agreement with ValleyCom for dispatch services come forward to this meeting and be adopted. Can I do that together?
Yeah.
Suspend the rules? No, I'm not suspending the rules.
You're not suspending the rules.
No.
It's not in committee.
That's right.
You can just make a motion to adopt.
I second that motion.
Okay.
Just read it. Councilmember Morgan.
So I'm moving. I just read it, didn't I?
No, you did not.
Yeah. I took it out of committee. Okay. So I move to adopt the resolution authorizing the mayor to execute an addendum to the agreement for dispatch services for Valley Communications for 2018.
Second.
All right.
Any further discussion?
May I speak to my motion?
Councilmember Morgan.
One of the things that I wanted to note while I was doing this is every call, is this correct, Jamie Kiblinger? Every call that the citizens take to 911, $41.81.
That's correct.
And I want people to hear that. Then the next thing that I'm noticing on here is somehow the calls added up to 134,000 almost in 2016. And the traffic stop money, you know, the traffic money, was only like 43,000. And I'm thinking, I don't know that those really balance each other, but it seems like it's costing a lot. The service is costing a lot, and I think we really need to bear that in mind, and I think we need to figure out how it can be paid for.
Yeah. Dispatch is very expensive.
And I don't see really any choice. I know that it would cost more to run our own dispatching service, and that
it would
be entirely and completely forbidden. I've been involved in towns that have tried to do that. So that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, Mayor and Council.
The next item on the agenda is a resolution confirming the mayor's appointment of a municipal court judge and authorizing judicial services agreement. And as I said before, that we have to have her in office by what was the date?
The 31st.
December 1st, we have to have her selected by December 1st. Councilmember Morgan.
Hello, and thank you. As a committee chair that is responsible for GovOps committee, I'd like to move this resolution confirming the mayor's appointment of Krista White Swain as a Black Diamond Municipal Court judge and authorizing her to execute a judicial services agreement with her. out of committee and to be adopted by the
second.
Okay.
Any further discussion?
I have a few things that I want to say.
Councilmember Morgan.
I have a few things that I want to say. I have been pretty busy, and I didn't take time to look at any of the references, and I want to make that real clear. But I did read through the packet material here. The one question that I had, and the mayor can probably, or Brenda can answer this for me, was the code, the Black Diamond Municipal Code that's in this packet, was that made available to this candidate? And the other thing that I wanted to say was that reading through what it says here, I was really impressed as well. It says that they had quite a few, 8 applications, and that they interviewed these 8 applications and that they had a unanimous decision. And when I read through this, even without reading the other decisions, I was really impressed with this candidate myself.
Councilmember Pepper?
No, I would just like to say that I think that this person seems to be a really good match for our city and the things that we're trying to do here in Black Diamond.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next item on the agenda is the ordinance setting the property tax dollar amount for 2018. Ms. Miller.
Thank you again, Council. As part of the budget, one of the things that we have to take separate action on is property tax. Each year in King County, we have to adopt 2 ordinances. The first one has to set the property tax levy, and that's the total dollar amount. And right now, the total dollar amount that we've set in the levy is $1,564,740, and that's paid by all the residents, all the businesses, all the vacant landowners. It's all the property owners in Black Diamond. King County sends us a worksheet each year, and they calculate how much exactly we can levy. They also encourage us to add a little bit because they've only sent us 1 preliminary estimate, and usually right at the end they'll get an additional amount, but there isn't time, so they ask us to add some extra money. They will decrease the actual amount down to what the final number is. They can't increase it, but they will decrease it. So this is the ordinance. We have had a public hearing on this on the 9th. We had a work study before and also a public hearing on November 9th. And we only had 1 comment at the public hearing, and that was to support this levy. And this is the ordinance to adopt that dollar levy.
Councilmember Edelman.
I move that we suspend the rules and adopt an ordinance setting the property tax dollar amount for 2018 to be used for public safety, including police, fire, and emergency services.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Wait.
Councilmember Morgan?
So, on this dais, these comments are not going to be very popular, but I'm going to make them anyway. We know that the sewer payment is going to be going up due to the Metro putting their amount up this year sometime. Citizens were promised an economy of scale would bring their sewer service down to them. May's frowning. It's way before her time. In 1980, it's never happened, not even once.
I'm sorry. Does this have anything to do with
if
the property?
If we bypass
point of order,
this year's
point
increase,
of order. Hey, this is about
if
the property tax.
This is
tax.
About the property tax. It's
I
not about the other
that.
Services.
If we
it's irrelevant.
Bypass this year's increase, the city will have a chance to recoup the banked 1% and can add it then next year.
You lose it.
This is only going to get us an extra $15,000.
This ordinance
the
is not about that.
The government and this mayor has never once passed up a chance to raise taxes or increase fees.
Oh, can I please, Councilmember Edelman?
You voted for this last year, ma'am.
I know I did.
And the 2 years
voted on it in the
then.
Last 4 years.
This is
no, I did not.
This ordinance is not about the 1% property tax. That's our second ordinance. This is the ordinance that says we're going to get any property tax next year. And this is a required ordinance that King County has to have in their office by November 30th. So this is not the 15,000. This is the $1,564,000 that we're talking about.
So there's a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next item is a resolution confirming, resolution authorizing the funding. Oh, geez. I better put my glasses.
Well, it's
ordinance setting the 2018 property tax percentage increase in dollar amount, Ms. Miller. Sorry.
This is a property tax ordinance that King County does require. Each year, cities under 10,000 population are allowed to levy 1% increase. The 1% increase they've calculated, that's $15,087. That amount is the maximum we can get over what we got last year, other than the additional new construction amount that new citizens pay. This amount helps us pay our cost for our public safety. 100% of all property tax goes for that. This 1% doesn't even cover the rate of increase for the fire contract, which is 3%. The $15,000 doesn't even cover the amount they need. This amount keeps our citizens in Black Diamond safe. This is to help pay for 911 and jail cost and investigation and traffic and all those things that we have. Also, all the fire calls and the court costs to keep the bad people in jail. So this is a really important amount. It's an amount that if we lose, then we risk having this loss in the future. And this is an ordinance that they require that we pass if we want the 1% increase.
Councilmember Edelman.
I move again to suspend the rules and adopt an ordinance setting the base property tax dollar amount increase and increase percentages calculated by King County for 2018 property taxes to be used for public safety, including police, fire, and emergency services.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion carries. The next item on the agenda is the resolution authorizing the funding defense of Councilmember Patricia Pepper in relation to judicial proceedings related to determination of the sufficiency of recall charges. Councilmember Pepper.
Yes, I would like to suspend the rules and have this motion. I would make a motion to adopt a resolution authorizing the funding of the defense of Councilmember Patricia Pepper in relation to judicial proceedings relating to determination of sufficiency of the recall charges. And I would like to have Attorney Jane Kohler address this, please.
Well, you didn't put that on the agenda. You amended the agenda without putting Jane Kohler on it. Jane Kohler is not authorized to get up and speak if she's not on the agenda.
Jane Kohler is the attorney. I may call on her.
You have 3 minutes.
I think it is. Councilmember Pepper.
She has 3 minutes. This will be her public comment.
Mayor, I want to point out that the City Council approved a contract for me to provide legal services. So I am entitled to address the council. It would be most unusual for the City Council to decline to pay Pat Pepper's legal defense expenses. I've been practicing law for over 33 years and have been involved with a lot of lawsuits involving elected officials, appointed officials, and I have never seen a situation in which a city or a county declined to
pay the defense expenses of an appointed official or an elected official. Well, in every single lawsuit in which I have been involved with appointed officials or elected officials or both, a combination thereof, they have always been represented by the attorney representing the city or the county.
How about Pacific?
So
Pacific did not represent their mayor.
I was never, I'm just talking.
Excuse me. Please allow the person to speak. Point of order.
RCW 3621203 shows that the legislature absolutely contemplated that cities would pay the legal defense expenses of individuals subject to recall. And certainly we have before us, I think that Attorney Glenn did a memo in which he addressed the in re recall of Olson decision. And that decision is absolutely on point. And in that decision, the Supreme Court said that it presents no conflict of interest for a person who is subject to recall to vote on the matter when it was the Port Commission in that case, but that it does not present a conflict with RCW 4223030 specifies an ethics statute, and it specifies that an individual, an elected official, shall not vote on a contract if it presents a conflict of interest, if he or she has a personal interest in it. And the Supreme Court pointed out that agreeing to pay someone's attorney does not present a situation in which there's a conflict of interest, because Ms. Pepper is not asking for the city council to give her money. She's asking
your
for
time is up.
I'll continue to speak. I have been hired by the city council to provide legal services.
She can allow her to speak, please.
The council, including you, Councilmember Pepper, stated she had 3 minutes.
No, I did not state that.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did, Pepper.
No, I did not.
Point of order.
Councilmember Edelman.
I'm going to interject here because I have something that I want to say.
No.
Yes. Yes, she had her 3 minutes. I want to say that the cited statutes in Mr. Glenn's memo that we received are silent on the subject of the person being recalled also being the person to break a tie in the question of going forward with paying these legal fees. It's a huge conflict of interest and against the council rules. It's extremely unethical as a minimum. I'm not finished yet. In the recent election, over 900 residents voted Save Black Diamond people out of office. 639 signatures have been collected for your recall. Do all of us a favor and resign tonight. Also, the resolution, if this resolution proceeds, it should be amended to state that any expenses incurred by the city shall be repaid when Pepper is recalled. Now, let me give you a few other facts and figures. There's been over $700,000 of voucher claims that this council majority has not approved. There's over $100,000 in legal fees for lawsuits because of the majority council members for the OPMA and public disclosure requests, and that doesn't include staff time. That also is in addition to the $250,000 that it cost to get us out of the Dave Gordon mess 3 years ago. And that's only through October. Can you imagine what's still going on? The OPMA lawsuit is still going on. So, Ms. Pepper, do us all a favor. It doesn't cost $20,000 also for a recall vote. Resign tonight. Do us all a big favor.
Councilmember Pepper.
Yes, I make a motion to allow Attorney Kohler to speak as long as she feels is necessary. Do I have a second?
I'll second you, Pat.
Okay. I just have a few more comments. I think the legal expenses would be slight. Ms. Pepper was, I was quite surprised.
We have to vote on that, please.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Ms. Pepper was never advised of RCW 3621203, which is a little bit surprising. She went to the trial court proceedings pro se. There are no legal expenses associated with that. And so I think that the council, if they do not allow Ms. Pepper to vote in view of the in re recall of Olson decision, would be adopting an illegal position, because we have a Supreme Court decision right on point saying that it does not present a conflict with ethics statutes to allow the person subject to recall to vote. So I urge the council to behave in a legal fashion today. And it also shows that the language in RCW 3621203, it says that the city shall pay, subject to the council's approval, legal expenses associated with recall. The legislature contemplates that these expenses are going to be paid by the city council. Thank you.
Councilmember Morgan?
So I think that the law is clear. Pepper has the right to a defense, and the citizens have a responsibility to pay for it. Pepper only stepped up to serve the citizens as best she could. It was not her doing that our city administration did not want to honor the elected majority properly for this last 2 years.
So I have a lot of questions before we vote. So, Pat Pepper, can you answer my questions?
Well, I'm not sure that that's appropriate for you to question me during a council meeting.
How do I get my questions answered before I vote?
So how maybe you could call me on the phone.
How do the citizens know what the questions
this
are?
This is an open public meeting. She has a right to answer you, ask an answer.
Jane Kohler, do I have a right to ask questions?
I would think that you can make your comments. I don't think you have a right to interrogate Ms.
Pepper. So she doesn't have to answer my questions, mm-hmm. what you're saying?
You can make comments.
Yeah, this is bullshit. Let me just say it. So,
point of order, Madam Chair.
I'm sorry for saying bullshit, okay? So my first statement is this resolution should be for first reading, where it goes to a committee run by Erica Morgan and Brian Weber, who are the members of the budget committee, who are the keepers of the gate of the budget. And they should have many, many questions, Brian Weber and Erica Morgan, just like you had with every other issue that Police Chief Kiblinger has brought forward, that the mayor has brought forward, that Mae Miller has brought forward, that you guys have said, no, I need more information. There's just not enough. That number just doesn't match up. I need more information. That needs to go to my budget committee. That needs some more scrutiny. So I cannot believe if you do not scrutinize this into a meeting of your budget, shame on you. So, and they should have many questions that need answered and documents that need to be presented by Ms. Pepper. Just like the two unfinished items that are on this agenda tonight. You two admitted about talking, about taking your council rules and sending these to a committee. So you two took those items that were on tonight's budget and you sent them. You could not vote on them. You could not even suspend the rules. They had to go to a committee. They needed more scrutiny. So if you guys vote on this tonight and not have more scrutiny on this, shame. So my questions, Councilmember Pepper, you can stare at your paper, you can look at Jane Kohler, and she could shake her head and say, don't answer that, whatever you want to do. So, first, the resolution should be for first reading, because I haven't seen any information. Number one, since this is citizens' tax dollars, and my tax dollars. How much are your legal bills now? You don't know, or you don't want to answer?
You can make comment. You can make comment.
Okay, just think for a minute. Don't you think that Brian Weber and Erica Morgan and Janie Annalyn and myself should know before we vote on how much we're expenditure of city tax dollars, of the citizens' money? Shouldn't they know how much she is asking for right now? Don't you think that should be something that she has told to the citizens, Jane Kohler? I believe it is. So how much are your legal bills now, Councilmember Pepper?
You may ask the question.
When did you hire an attorney for the recall?
You may make comment.
How much has been paid to that attorney?
You may make comment.
Do you have proof of payment tonight, such as credit card statements, canceled checks, on what you have already expended that you're asking the citizens to pay for? You've had comments to all the other ones I've just said.
I think I'll be repeating myself.
Okay. Did you form a PAC? Has Brian Weber helped pay for your legal fees? Brian Weber, have you donated any money that you are expecting to get paid back from Councilmember Pepper in? And if she gets an okay from this council, will you be expecting money to be paid back to you from that reimbursement of the citizens?
You can't get reimbursed what hasn't been paid out.
Councilmember Erica, it's the same question. I've seen you put bogus recall signs out, so I'm just asking, have you been paying and supporting Councilmember Pepper in this recall, and are you expecting to get money back if the city pays for her legal fees?
The rules of conduct for this council do not include the ability to be cross-examining anybody in this room. I will not answer that question on that basis.
I'm asking that because that is a reason to excuse yourself if you are voting on something that you fully expect to get reimbursed on. So that is why I'm asking. How much does your attorney cost per hour? How much is the citizens going to pay per hour for your attorney? Who is your attorney? By the way, this is 2 years. You've done this to me for 2 years that you have not answered a single question I've asked. How many attorneys do you have? Is it just one attorney or is it several attorneys?
I think that Erica made a comment about it's not appropriate for you to interrogate a fellow council member.
I'm asking questions because I need to know before I vote on them. How much are you asking the citizens to pay? How much is it? Is there an uncapped limit? $1 million? $30,000? What are you asking the city council to say we are going to pay up to this amount? And if it goes over that, you're going to come back and ask. What is taxpayers, when they leave tonight, they know we are going to pay $20,000 in legal fees for Pat Pepper. And because we know how much we are already going to have to pay because Pat Pepper came prepared and she told us that these are the bills that she has acquired already. This is the public's money. They need to have all the questions raised, answered tonight before voting on this. I would hope that Weber and Morgan would put their friendship with Pepper aside and look at this as if a city staff member was presenting this request tonight. And you know, as much as I know, if a city member came up here and said, I want you to vote on this and we need money, you would say, heck no. I'm sorry, I'm going to pick on you, Andy. You would say, heck no, Andy. I need to know exactly how much. I need to know where that money's going. I need to see a bill from that. I need to see everything. I need to check all these boxes. And I've sat up here for 2 years, and you guys have done that. So I expect that done tonight as well. There was a mandate in the last election where the citizens came out and voted. The Save Black Diamond members are out. They voted that they are not happy with the way the three of you have been handling the city's money, the city's business. Councilmember Pepper, the last 2 years you have stated to me that the citizens have made a mandate. They have spoken. They have voted. You have 70% of the votes. Well, they spoke loud and clear this election. So instead of forcing the citizens to pay for your legal fees on this recall, you, Councilmember Pepper, should resign from your seat tonight and save the citizens, the taxpayers, money from these legal bills. That would be the right thing to do. I have spoken to many citizens, and I have looked on Facebook, and I have seen many citizens not be happy with this statement, that with this resolution that you have brought forward. And I believe that this will be the death of you in February when it comes election time for your recall. So I hope you and everybody else took heart to what I asked. And shame on you, Councilmember Pepper, for not coming forward and stating anything. You are not letting the citizens know a damn thing about what they are going to have to pay. It's just a balloon. There's no documents. I have no idea. So for two people who are on the budget committee, if you pass this tonight, I have no respect for you guys. I've lost it all. None. So shame on you.
Councilmember Edelman.
Well, I want to just say dittos to all of that. But I would also like to, for the people that may be listening to the audio later, this is Agenda Bill 17-066, and the only thing that is attached is the resolution. There is no contract. We have no idea who the attorney is, what his fees are. Like Tammy said, we have no idea of the costs that have been incurred to date. It's open-ended. It talks about past costs as well as future. Not only as a taxpayer and a sitting member of this council, I'm horrified that you have such lack of respect for your council members and your public to not give us enough information to make a valid decision on this matter with enough information to make an intelligent decision. It's just the typical thing. Shove it down our throats. This is a travesty. You need to resign.
Councilmember Morgan.
I'd like to remind this body that when Mr. Linehan was conflicted and couldn't defend the mayor in the OPMA case, and she had
that
to have...
That was not true, and we've told you that.
And she had to have another attorney, this council stepped right up and paid that attorney whatever it's going to be right away.
The judge ordered you to.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't
that
wait.
That was a superior court
We didn't wait until we got that order. We paid it up right away. We knew she needed a defense. And you guys lie repeatedly to each other, and you're a little circle of an alternate reality, and I can't help it.
Consent agenda?
No. Excuse me. We have a motion on the floor that has a second.
It failed because it did not have a second.
It did have a second.
It does have a second.
No, it did not.
It did not have a second.
It did not have a second.
The motion was made to adopt a resolution authorizing the funding of the defense of Councilmember Patricia Pepper in relation to judicial proceedings related to determination of the sufficiency of recall charges.
And I seconded it.
It went to council discussion. There was no second.
Well, I'm seconding it right now.
No, it's not too late. And this resolution, whereas there are currently proceedings pending in relation to review by the judicial system as to the legal adequacy of allegations set forth in a petition seeking the recall, Councilmember Patricia Pepper, from her office of council member of the City Council of the City of Black Diamond, and whereas RCW 35.21.203 provides that the necessary expenses of defending an elective city or town official in a judicial hearing to determine the sufficiency of a recall charge as provided in RCW 29A.56.140 shall be paid by the city or town if the official requests such a defense and approval is granted by the city or town council. The expenses paid by the city or town may include costs associated with an appeal of the decision rendered by the Superior Court concerning the sufficiency of the recall charge. And whereas Councilmember Pepper has requested the implementation of the provisions of that statute to provide for the payment of such expenses which have been and will be incurred by her in such proceedings. And whereas the courts have found that an elected official may vote upon such a request that he or she makes. Now, therefore, the City Council of the City of Black Diamond does hereby resolve as follows. Section 1. Pursuant to the applicable statutory and case law, the request of Councilmember Patricia Pepper for provision of the funding for representation of her in the judicial hearings to determine the sufficiency of the recall charges currently pending, whether for services already provided or hereafter provided, is hereby approved and authorized. And we would like to take a vote.
Councilmember Deedee.
We've heard from everyone.
So now, may I speak? So now it has opened it up again for debate, because now it's a new vote and it's open again. So thank you. So again, I'm going to state, Councilmember Pepper, can you answer any of these questions so that I can make a formed vote on this at all? Can you answer anything? I don't understand, you know, the citizens get up and speak, and okay, we don't have to interact with them, but your statement and Jane Kohler's statement is, don't answer a council member. You don't answer them. This is not the place for answering questions. I just don't understand that. I am totally lost. How I can't get a question asked. And every time in the 2 years I've asked questions, I've been told I've been bullying you. So every question is a bully. So I don't understand. How can I get a question answered without being told I'm a bully? How is it even possible, Councilmember Pepper? How can I get that done?
Councilmember Deedee? Edelman?
I would like Mr. Lenihan to weigh in on this issue, and I would invite Ms. Kohler to sit down.
No, I would invite Ms. Kohler to keep standing and make a statement at this
time. Excuse me.
I thought it might be helpful. I don't think that it's proper for you to be interrogating a fellow council member, but it might be helpful for Ms. Pepper to say who represented her and who is, you know, the attorney. I think it's Dennis Reynolds, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. So and she's been told not to answer questions tonight.
I think she might make a statement about who's representing her, the fees she's incurred.
Where in my questions was interrogation? Why was it considered interrogation? When I'm trying to get, because none of that was in here. So why are my questions interrogations? And how, as a council member, Jane Kohler, am I supposed to get my answers answered without you thinking or her thinking that they're interrogation?
Well, I think it would be appropriate for Ms. Pepper to indicate the attorney who's representing her, what legal proceedings are left, and what her bills have been, if she has that answer with her tonight.
Please be quiet.
Dennis Reynolds is the attorney. His firm is representing me. And that's all I'll say right now.
So how come the citizens can't know how much you've already paid forward? How come they can't know any of that information? How come that's privileged information? How come the council can't know that information? You want us to spend citizens' dollars. You want us to vote on this. But you're not giving us any information. There's no information. You wouldn't even do this for a staff member. So I don't understand how Brian Weber can even vote yes on this, or Erica Morgan can vote yes on this. It makes no sense to me. When you adamantly refuse to answer the question. So I would love to hear David Linham speak if he so chooses.
Well, I don't normally like to give legal advice in a meeting, and I'd be happy to discuss it in executive session if the council believes that would be fruitful, given that there's been a claim made for dollars against the city, it sounds like, and if it's going to turn into a dispute, it might be an appropriate litigation subject matter for an executive session. I guess short of that, I would ask the council to consider the 1996 Washington Supreme Court case of In Re Recall of Pearsall Stipek, in which the court explained what the purpose of the indemnification statute is for recalls. And the court says one of the legitimate purposes of the recall statute, referring to the indemnification statute, is to protect elected officials from being subjected to the financial and personal burden of recall elections based on false or frivolous charges. So you can understand council members who might be the victim of a disgruntled citizen repeatedly bringing recall actions that are deemed frivolous by the courts. In this case, we have the Washington Supreme Court sustaining three of the four charges as being factually and legally sufficient. So I would question whether that the purpose of indemnification for false and frivolous charges would really apply here. The other thing I guess I would say is, in addition to what state law may allow, in other words, just because state law may allow the council to indemnify a council member from a recall charge defense cost situation, does not mean that it must. And that to guide that, I would refer the council to Black Diamond Municipal Code Chapter 2.66, which is the indemnification of officials chapter, which I was the subject of previous votes back when the OPMA case was originally filed. I think those criteria should probably guide the council's decisions tonight.
Thank you.
Is there any further discussion? We have a motion and a second on the floor.
I still want Ms. Pepper to disqualify herself and leave the room so we can have a vote. You have a material interest in this. Ms. Kohler, would you please sit down? You have not been invited to the podium.
Well, I think
that a motion in a second.
The Supreme Court decision shows that she need not disqualify herself, and it would be illegal to require her to not vote.
That's false.
Yeah, well, we can choose to disagree with you.
There's a motion. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, again, just because the Supreme Court may allow something doesn't mean the council must do it. And if the council has its own individual rules for disqualification, abstaining, conflicts of interest and the like, those rules should be applied in this situation.
Mayor.
Councilmember Edelman.
In our council rules.
Both sets of rules.
I couldn't make sense to me. Both sets of council rules, 8.6.2, refusal to abstain. Should the mayor or a council member refuse to abstain from participation in voting on an issue after the city, well, I guess that one's not going to work, after the city attorney has determined that abstention is necessary, that person may be disqualified from participating in voting on that issue. You need to do the right thing for the first time in the last 2 years. Recuse yourself. Go wait outside and have a vote.
Absolutely
for
not.
For you to vote tonight is a conflict of interest.
Absolutely not.
You have a monetary interest in the outcome of this vote. How is that not a conflict of interest? Again, just
based on statutory authority and appellate decisions, Councilmember Pepper is not disqualified from voting.
Oh, so now we're speaking
I will
in
vote.
Third person.
I will vote.
Councilmember Deedy.
So, Councilmember Pepper, every single one of the council members, Weber, Morgan, Edelman and myself should vote no, because you could not answer a question off of here until Jane Kohler said you are okay to answer a couple of them. Just a couple of them, Pat. But she recommended that you not answer any other questions. So to me, there is a huge underlying burden that you are putting on the citizens that you are asking for, but you are not willing to disclose. And that should be a red flag to Brian Weber, Eric Morgan, and Janie Edelman, and myself. So I will not vote yes on this. This will be a huge no. And I will be out there with suggesting everybody listen to this audio tonight for the next several months.
So there's a motion and a second. If there's no further discussion, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No.
And may we have a roll call vote?
Yep. Councilmember Deedy?
No.
Councilmember Morgan?
Yes.
Councilmember Edelman?
No.
Councilmember Weber?
Yes.
Councilmember Pepper?
Yes.
Mayor Benson?
Voters, remember this.
It will be broadcast far.
Motion carried. Councilmember Deedy?
So I am ashamed of this council at this moment, because even if you ran for city council, if Michelle Young, you should be ashamed. You should say, why can't they answer those questions? Why can't the citizens get the answers to any question? Why would a city attorney that calls herself a city attorney recommend not answering questions of a council member? This is the place for debate, people. This is the place to speak. So I look forward to a good debate come in January. I look forward to council members up here that have a brain of their own, that sit up here and think and say, I did the research. I contacted MRSC. I contacted citizens. I contacted the city employee. I contacted the city attorney. And here's why I'm voting yes or no, so that each one of you sit up here and you know why I voted no. And you know why Brian Weber voted no, who, by the way, never spoke once during this whole recall issue up here. So shame on them, because not a single one of these answers were answered, and none of you are walking away with knowing how much of your tax dollars are getting spent.
So now it's time for the consent agenda. Are you going to be taking it apart, or are you going to maybe vote on it this time?
Taking it apart.
Yep. Councilmember Morgan?
Councilmember Deedy has it. I'm taking it apart. On the consent agenda itself, vouchers that are not approved for payment, 45546 Parametrics for a total of $10,592.75. And voucher 45548 RH2 for a total of $25,180.17.
Why are we pulling those?
We're pulling those because they are illegal mayor-only contracts in part that did not have council approval.
Did you want to make a motion?
I make a motion that we approve the rest of the vouchers.
Second.
Any further discussion?
Yeah.
Councilmember Edelman.
Okay, remember that $770,000, we can now add another $35,000 to that amount, and I'm keeping track.
805.
Oh, it's now 805,000.
So, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
So, how about the payroll?
So, while I'm here, I'm going to do this right here. While I'm here, I'm going to pass one of those down. I also have an October 17th invoice here from Land Use and Property Law that for council approved legal services to the city of Black Diamond for a total of $21,168.20. I move that this invoice be paid ASAP. Do I have a second?
Second.
Whoa.
There is a previous balance of $17,524.45, which is overdue more than 60 days past the state requirement within which it should have been paid. Neglecting to pay this honest and council-approved invoice will leave the city outside the law. The mayor has neglected her statutory responsibility to the council and to the citizens by not bringing this invoice to us in her duty to inform us of the financial affairs of the city. Do I have making a motion? I'm making a motion to pay this bill.
You already did that.
No, I have a second.
Second did that.
Okay.
Okay, for God's sakes. When are you going to authorize $805,000 worth of vouchers over the last 18 months?
There's way more than that. It's over a million.
Oh, you sound proud. Why are you? Wow. Oh, I'm speechless. I give up.
So there's a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Deedy?
No.
Councilmember Morgan?
Yes.
Councilmember Edelman?
No.
Councilmember Weber?
Yes.
Councilmember Pepper?
Yes.
Motion carries.
So, Mayor.
Here we go.
Councilmember Deedy?
Uh-oh.
Hi, buddy. Good.
All right. Charles.
I'm doing good. Thank you.
It's an intervener. In the OPMA case.
Councilmember Deedy.
So here's what, just earlier we were talking about the recall and asking for verification of what we were spending our money on and what we were asking the citizens. So I had a series of questions, Councilmember Pepper. So you brought forward Erica Morgan. She brought forward a bill. She just didn't say we're going to pay Jane Kohler's bill because we owe her for whatever months. She came with an itemized of everything that Jane Kohler supposedly says she's done. And then it states how much. And this is what I've been asking from you, Councilmember Pepper, so that when we voted on that, we would understand what we were voting on. Because you were asking for past money. So it was obvious that you knew that you have expenditures that you've already presented and wanted to be paid. But you weren't willing to answer that. But you guys were okay with passing this, right? Because it had all the information here. But yet you were okay with passing Pat Pepper's without a zero, nada, nothing information attached to it.
Okay, let's move on to the payroll. Councilmember Morgan.
I'm going to move that we pay the payroll.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Councilmember Morgan.
So on this subject, one of the things that I noticed here was the payroll's about, as I recall, about $300,000 a month. That means $3.6 million for the year. And then that's not the only part of the payroll. There's also other payroll expense. How much other payroll expense is there, like for the insurance and...
This item includes all the payroll expense, including all the benefits.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
So did we get a motion and a second on the payroll? Yes.
We did. Did we vote?
No, okay.
We did a vote.
We have a motion.
Did we vote?
Yeah, I thought we did a vote.
It was 5-0.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are we going to do the minutes separately or together?
Well, I had one question on the minutes from October 19th. On page 2 of 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, the fourth paragraph down, C- Councilmember Weber asked Ms. Miller to explain the increase for police grants. Ms. Miller noted that there was not in the budget for this year, noted that it was not in the budget for this year, and that is why you see the big percentage increase. I don't know if Mr. Weber remembers.
Shouldn't Mr. Weber be?
Is the first increase supposed to be a decrease?
I don't remember the question, Eric.
Well, that fourth question, read that. There's increase twice in here in this fourth paragraph down. Read that.
I can tell you what that was. He was asking the question about why there was an increase in that line for police grants. Mm-hmm. And Ms. Miller responded that they weren't in the budget for this year. You see them in the budget for the next, for the comparison, and that's why you see the big percentage increase.
Right.
Okay.
Because it was a separate year.
So it's for 2 years, okay.
Yep. Ding, ding.
So with that, I would move. That was the only question I had. Did anyone else have any questions?
No.
I would move that we adopt the three sets of minutes here, one for October 19th, one for October 26th, and one for November 2nd.
2017 or 2016?
2017.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
So, do you have any department reports, Mr. Williamson?
Mayor and Council, just kind of giving you an update as what's going on in the master plan developments. We now have three builders that are on the process. There's a lot of excitement. We now are in the process of processing 60 building permits for residential homes, three commercial projects, and the excitement for the project continues to grow. Within the next week, we'll be opening the roundabout that'll access into the project so that the builders could then start bringing in their trailers and doing that. So houses will be coming here shortly, and we'll be able to welcome a lot of new citizens. There's a lot of activity at our things. There's three other preliminary plats that are in front of us also. And again, I'll remind you, you wanted to change the comp plan. You haven't changed the comp plan, and we'll be entitling them under the current comp plan. So thank you.
Councilmember Edelman.
Excuse me, Andy. Can you tell us who the builders are, please?
Currently, we have Connor Homes, we have Lennar Homes, and we have Cal Atlantic Homes. Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
Is there any other department reports?
No.
So I attended the Southwest Area Legislative Transportation Coalition, where we met with Judy Cliburn and Paul Grave on local transportation issues, mainly 169 and 516. On November 6th, I attended the Multicare Community Leaders Reception, talking about the new hospital that they built in Covington. And November 13th, I attended the Fire Ad Hoc Committee meeting, and talking about buying a new fire engine. On November 15th, I attended the chamber luncheon, and the keynote speaker was Chris Johnson from the Association of Washington Business, and he had many statistics about business in our small communities. And so that's the end of my report. Councilmember Deedy.
So first off, I'll just say that I'm going to really miss Leslie. I saw her outside of the council chambers and here in council chambers, and I made a big statement on my Facebook account, but I wish I would have printed that off. But I loved how she got up here, and every time she got up, it sounded like she was singing. Her voice I just loved her. Her clothing, I admire this woman, you know, not trying to
fit in with society's way of where how you should dress. She dressed for herself, and I just loved her for that. So I'm truly going to miss this woman. Leslie was a kind heart and helped everybody. And she did come up here and speak, and she didn't specifically chew out anybody, but just say, please look at the law. Please follow the rules to each and every one of us. So thank you for bringing her flowers and leaving her seat. And I have to admit, every time I looked at the door, I expected Leslie to come in. And when Robin came in with her purse, it looked just like something Leslie would have carried. And I immediately thought of Leslie. So with that, I met with Mae Miller over the budget finance. I attended and served the Thanksgiving luncheon today with Mayor Benson at the community center. I attended the fire ad hoc committee meeting where we did discuss the fire engine. Another thing about where the gift tags are for the community gift for Christmas. City Hall always has a little gift tag at their counter in Brenda's office area. And the Lake Sawyer Grocery Store also has a area there where you can get those. And, of course, the Community Center and the Eagles Hall. So thank you, Melissa, for bringing that up. And that's all I have.
Oh, and the other thing with that, too, is if you would rather, you could donate money, because at the end of the day, if they don't get all of them filled or they have some items missing, they go out and go shopping for the missing items for the missing people. So you can always give cash. They don't turn down cash. Councilmember Morgan.
Okay. As some of you know, last Thursday I was late because I was at the Raya 9 meeting. And I wanted to share that we had a presentation by people from the Environmental Science Center. It's in Seahurst. And it was about their program for inspiring the next generation of environmental stewards by Dr. Lucky. There is a pre-field study session where these K through 6th grade students learn about the needs of salmon. Then there's a positive field study where they learn to collect samples and take measurements of 7 different parameters important for salmon. This is followed by another classroom session where the math and the science of the salmon are further explored, and it's followed by a pledge to take care of the needs the salmon have. Then they get a Salmon Heroes pledge, and that includes save the trees, turn off the lights, ride your bike, scoop your dog's poop, all natural gardening, make sure that only rain goes down the storm drains, and the most fun of all is to share what you've learned with others. The post-test demonstrates a positive learning that has happened. So, and then that was on Thursday, and then on the next Friday, I was driving up from our business in Pacific along about mid-morning, and I noticed a whole bunch of folks working along the banks of the Green River, where the Green River Road fishing area is, the Green Valley Road fishing area. So I stopped to see what was happening, and I found the Middle Green Coalition and more environmental science folks and Casey and King Conservation District folks and others were there with students from Auburn High Schools and also from high school students from South Park. And South Park is down by the mouth of Duwamish where the tide makes the river run upstream. And they're all involved together in shoreline replanting. I was told that these groups actively encourage to bring young people together from different parts of the river so that they can start to understand that what they do on the river and what other people are doing on the river is all connected, and that there's other stewards of the river, not just themselves, and that it's a combined and a united effort. So I wanted to share that. And then I also want to share that I think our city needs to have a properly trained city administrator. This candidate should have a master's degree in public administration and at least 5 years of municipal experience, and at least one of those in Washington State, because Washington's laws prescribe a balance between the branches of government somewhat different from what exists in other states. The professional training that an administrator, such as I have described, could help our city and will save us a lot in legal fees. The administrator would be the main contact person for the general public, protecting the directors, the city staff directors, of valuable staff time so that they can do their jobs. I've been looking at the salaries for this position in our area, and it seems to be between 90 and 120K. The job generally consists of carrying out the statutory and ministerial duties that would normally be otherwise done by the mayor. Previous municipal code, for that reason, has had this as a filled position in the past, and I think it needs to be filled again, and that it's a false economy to not have it filled. That's my GovOps committee report.
Councilmember Edelman.
Where does the money come from, first of all? You always come up with these grand ideas, but where's the money?
From the legal fees.
Are you okay?
What? Then maybe you all three ought to resign, and maybe you ought to settle the OPMA lawsuit. Now you just got served with something tonight that I haven't seen yet. Okay. For my report, I also, first of all, I want to thank the Stouts and Pam McCain. And Pam, today's your birthday. Happy birthday. She not only is taking time out from celebrating her birthday, she and the Stouts brought flowers for Leslie's chair, and I really do appreciate that. You know, that chair is going to be very special to us, but I wanted to publicly thank you both. As far as, like, the gift tags for the community center giving trees, there also are trees up at St. Barbara's, just up the street here for those of you that may go to church up there. And I know that because I delivered them. I went to the Southeast Transportation meeting with the mayor. That was a really, really good meeting to talk about all of our traffic issues with Judy Cliburn, who is a representative down in Olympia. I went to the Covington MultiCare Open House. The Association of Washington Cities had their annual meeting. I went to that. I went to the mayor's finance meeting with Mae Miller, the Fire Ad Hoc Committee meeting, which, if we didn't have all of these legal bills, we could have paid for a fire truck. And last but not least, yesterday went to the Chamber of Commerce luncheon.
Councilmember Weber.
Let's see, we've had work study last week that Mae Miller provided information on. That was pretty good. Looking over the budget, I sent an email a couple days ago. I'm looking forward to getting response on that. Other than that, just working on whatever comes for the meeting. Oh, and I would add that tomorrow night there's a prime rib dinner down at the Eagles. And when they have dinner down there, they're very good, very reasonable.
Councilmember Pepper.
Yes, last time I talked a little bit about the 2018 legislative priorities from the AWC, Association of Washington Cities. And they are to strengthen this housing, mental health, enhance economic development tools and programs that foster business development in cities, preserve state shared revenues with cities, and increase law enforcement training funding. I also received from the Department of Ecology two letters from a concerned citizen. I did put some on the table if you're interested in the John Henry Mind and what the Department of Ecology is doing, and I don't know if we're working in a partnership with them or not.
Mr. Linehan.
There was an article in the paper, November the 10th, about the environment, and they talked about the Black Diamond, about the John Henry Mine. There was a memorandum from Land Use and Property Law with an update about the lawsuit against Mayor Benson, filed October 11th, 2017. The mayor was served with a summons and complaint at her office and at her home. Mayor Benson's attorney, Patrick McMahon, I believe, and with Carlson and McMahon and C. CB submitted an answer to the complaint from Ms. Benson on November 14, 2017. Oak Point through Carncross and Hempelman filed a motion to intervene in the lawsuit, which the court granted. And land use and property law will keep us updated on further events in this litigation. And she has invited counsel to call if you have any questions. I, too, am interested in a city administrator. And I, at the meetings that we've had this month, October 26th, November 2nd, Councilmember Pepper would like to put in an order for a city administrator. Councilmember repeated a request for city administrator. I would like to encourage the city to find funding for this key position. Now, the Black Diamond Municipal Code creates the position of city administrator, and the duties of the city administrator are under the direction and control of the mayor. So, and would be the individual responsible for administration of city personnel, for the implementation, administration, and enforcement of city ordinances and resolutions and policies and directives of the city council, which shall remain the legislative and policy-making body of the city. The city administrator, under the direction of the mayor, shall have the authority to draft, revise, enforce by whatever actions are necessary and lawful a set of administrative rules and procedures that will ensure the efficient and proper operation of the city government and will carry out the ordinances and policies established by the city council. The city administrator shall also perform all duties and obligations of a city administrator as required by law and such other duties that are set forth in code or as assigned from time to time by the mayor. The city administrator shall attend all special and regular meetings of the city council unless excused and such other meetings as requested by the mayor. The city administrator shall be an at-will employee appointed by the mayor subject to council confirmation and terminable at will subject to the provisions of any employment agreement regarding severance compensation. The position of city administrator shall not be required to be filled and may remain vacant at the discretion of the mayor. During periods of vacancy, all duties generally performed by the city administrator shall be performed by the mayor. My point here is that we are faced with huge decisions and changes coming our way as a city. And I think that having a city administrator would be a very valuable addition to the city. And I would hope that funding could be found for this key position. And as the Black Diamond Municipal Code states, this person is under the direction of the mayor. So, and now, and wait, I'm not done. I am not finished. All right, now the other thing that I'd like to talk about is the arts. It is the Nutcracker season, and many families over the holiday week make family plans for the December holiday season. The Nutcracker is a seasonal event in the Northwest, and I can recommend three if this is an event of interest to you and your family. The first is very local, the Maple Valley School of Ballet, December 16th, 2 p.m. at Kent Lake High School, the Evergreen City Ballet, November 24th, 26th, December 2, 3, 9, 10, 16, and 17. Evergreen City not only offers the full-length ballet, but also a short children's one-hour ballet. And, of course, the Pacific Northwest Ballet runs from November 24th through December 28th at McCall Hall. Thank you.
Ms. Councilmember Deedy.
Just to go off of what Pat Pepper was talking about, the city administrator. So at the work studies, Councilmember Pepper stated and Erica Morgan stated that they wanted a city administrator. And at that time, it was $190,000 a year. So $190,000 a year to get a city administrator would lay off several people at City Hall. So that would lay off or at the police station. Employees at the police station, two police officers, it could be employees at City Hall, which then would in turn cause City Hall to have to close down for several days because there is not enough staff because we had to get rid of. And there wouldn't be enough money to also have the city administrator at $190,000
Councilmember Pepper.
I would like to respond to this statement. The only thing that I requested was a request. And all of the consequences that you're mentioning are from your point of view. And I have been very, I'm a proponent of trying to make sure that there are enough staff and to handle all the things that are coming our way. Now, I have not said you have to have this administrator. I did not say that. I am requesting. I am encouraging that we can find funding. It doesn't have to be right now today, but I think that I would like to go on record as saying I think it's a good idea for the city of Black Diamond to consider a city administrator, if not today, sometime in the future. And that's all I'm saying, and not all the things that you're implying by that statement. Thank you.
Mr. Linehan, do you have a report?
Not a report per se. I am going to break my normal default rule, which is that I don't ever address public commenters, citizens directly, but tonight I'm going to address Leslie Cooley. Leslie, I don't know if you can hear me, but if you can, I didn't know you except through council meetings, but I sure hope that when you arrived at the pearly gates, you walked up to St. Peter and said, Leslie Cooley, Black Diamond.
So it's not now time for the second public comments. If you wish to speak to council, please come up to the podium and state your name and city of residence. Jackie.
Jackie Buss, Black Diamond. I'd like to, I don't even know how to begin. Ms. Kohler, you said that Tammy Didi was interrogating Pat Pepper. I want to let you know that you defended Pat Pepper. However, you did not defend anyone else when Erica Morgan was interrogating Mae Miller. Where was that backup? So you pick and choose who you want to do. So step up. So another thing is, I'm going to go back to the sidewalks. You want to have a bridge for the animals to go over, but I can't have a sidewalk to walk on. And that just really ticks me off. And you refused free money for that, if I remember right. And again, you guys are not doing us any service. So, and again, with the budget as far as paying for Pat Pepper, how dare you? We don't know what the cost is. I'm a citizen, and I bet you majority of the people here want to know that total. How dare you ask and pass that? That is not fair. You should have left the room. I am shaking so bad because that is so unethical. And I hope you get what comes to you.
Jason?
Jason Seth, Black Diamond. Just a minute ago, we were talking about a city administrator. We were asking where the money can come from. I think we know where the money went. So that's the first thing. And then if we're stuck paying it, you know, I got divorced in 2009, I think, and somebody asked me, why are divorces so expensive? And I said, because they're worth it. So.
Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Aaron?
Amen.
Aaron Stout, Black Diamond. James and I have been married for almost 40 years, and I can't imagine it being worth it, but whatever. I mean, the divorce. Oh, wow. So the question of a city administrator did come up during the budget work study, and I'm not exactly sure who asked for it. I think it was Mr. Weber, And May Miller immediately said we would need to know where the funding would come from. I applaud Mayor Benson for managing the business of the city without a city administrator. I've been very impressed with her qualifications and her background and her financial savvy and being able to work with the staff that we have, and especially the finances with her financial background. I think she does a fabulous job, and I don't see any need for a change for that. That being said, I hope and literally pray at night that we're not going to have a big, crazy budget surprise coming up anytime soon. Let's just let this budget season go through smoothly and not have any unbalanced, illegal budget come forward at the last minute after all of the process has been finished. There are big decisions coming our way as far as the city of Black Diamond is concerned. And it seems to me that if we have a functional, cooperative city council who works with the staff in this community, that we can handle those big decisions and that we can do the right thing for the city. Will it be perfect? I don't think so. Nothing ever is. Will it be uncomfortable? Yes. Growing pains hurt, but at the end, it usually works out in a really great manner. I think what I saw here tonight was that the majority of this council voted for Pepper's defense to be covered by the citizens of Black Diamond. I am appalled and utterly disappointed about that. I actually would support that if there was a clause in that document that said, if you win, we pay. If you lose, you pay. I would support that. But I didn't see anything like that. I also didn't see a spending limit. And that's ridiculous. That's like your teenager coming to you and saying, I want your credit card because I'm going to the mall. You know, no limit.
Your time is up.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Chris?
Chris Wisnowski, Black Diamond. earlier this week, I had a theft at my home, and I want to thank the police department for their great work. But I feel like I just got robbed again by the three of you. And it's worse, because I don't know how much I'm going to lose. The fact that the three of you could vote for an expense that you have no clue, or at least you didn't tell us. You guys might, behind closed doors, have a clue. But you just wrote an open check for the citizens' money. All of our money. It's not coming out of some magical bank account in the sky. This is from all of us. You just wrote an open check for something that you clearly see from the last election that none of us agree with, or 70% of us don't agree with. So I'm going to reaffirm the statement I made earlier and add to it. I now believe not only should Pat Pepper resign right now, Brian Weber, Erica Morgan, the three of you should resign this evening. Resign right now. Do what's right for the people. Thank you. Congratulations on your reelection, Mayor.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Bob?
Bob Edelman, Black Diamond. Set your mind at ease. Her expenses aren't going to be paid by the city. As I pointed out earlier, the applicable statute requires the concurrence of the city attorney, and unless he's lost his mind, he's not going to concur. I'm continually embarrassed by the behavior of Ann Kohler and Dan Glenn. Their apparent, it's beyond me, but it seems to be a lack of knowledge of the law. For example, the Glenn memo had two citations, that were incorrect. The most important one, he thoroughly botched. Maybe he needs a new secretary. Ann Kohler kept referring to RCW 36 point, et cetera. Again, wrong statute. But the important thing was she referred to the case, the matter of petition to recall Cynthia Olson, commissioner of the Port of, and I can't even pronounce it, Tahuya, as being right on point. It couldn't be further from the point. And I'm going to read you part of the decision. Olson's vote on indemnification, this was indemnifying commissioners on the port, is not governed by the statute, referring to 4223030. Turning to her vote to retain counsel, we cannot see how Olson has a beneficial interest in a contract between the port and counsel. Rather, any benefit to Olson resulted from the vote to indemnify herself and Gilbert, a vote which is authorized by, gives the statute. This was a vote to indemnify commissioners of the port, and any contract would have been between the port and counsel. That contract, I almost had the words here. Excuse me, that statute.
Is this time up?
Ends with this statement, provided that costs of defense against such person shall not be paid in any case where the court has found that such person was not acting in good faith or within the scope of his or her duty, his or her employment with or duties for the district.
Your time is up.
In other words,
is there anyone else wishing? Judy Watson?
Get that, Judy Watson.
Judy Watson, Black Diamond. I just got two things. When Keith was up earlier and speaking to Ms. Pepper, he did ask her a question right there. Will you resign? Question mark. That's a question. So she should have been able to answer that. The other thing is I've heard just lately that you have been telling people that you have $70,000 in legal fees and that you weren't worried about it because you'd be getting it back after the election.
I never said that part. That was made up by you, I guess.
Do you make up things, Ms. Morgan?
I don't make up things, no.
I think you better think.
Robin?
Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. The city should require Pepper to provide all proof that she has come into compliance with the law and has registered with the PDC as a PAC and has filed all donations and expenditures with the PDC. Pepper should be required to produce her contract with the attorney, all invoices and proof of payment, all expenditures for signs, flyers, and printing, website purchase, website setup, as reported from the PDC website. In other words, printed up online reports that prove she has filed with the PDC. Washington state campaign laws are specifically in compliance with the federal laws. Until Pepper is in compliance with the campaign finance laws of the state of Washington and the United States of America, the city should not pay the legal defense fees for an elected official who stands in violation of state and federal laws. RCW 42.30.010 states that this is the very place where all deliberations and debates are to take place. That's back and forth. That means questions and answers. This is where it happens. It's not bullying. It's what's supposed to take place here. And since you are not a municipal law attorney, I can see why you would not know that. The answers that did not arrive from Pepper to Dee Dee's questions are questions all of us here wanted to know the answers to. They completely illustrated the absolute lack of transparency that will be the legacy Pat Pepper will leave behind when she is gone. Her staunch refusal to recuse herself will be what ignites the bomb that blasts her out of office in February. Tonight, you assured your recall. Now, I'm turning in a public disclosure request, another one, for all invoices from Attorney Ann Bremner to Pat Pepper from August 17th through November 16th, 2017. I'm including the contract. Per Section 3.3 of the contract between Ann Bremner and Pat Pepper, Bremner is contracted to provide monthly invoices to Pat Pepper, Section 12.1. Also, per Section 15.1, the Council President, Pat Pepper, is the contract administrator and is in charge of reviewing and approving all invoices from Bremner. Therefore, it is not unreasonable to assume there should be invoices for the following months, August, September, and October. And we heard just tonight that she filed in October. Filing fees, she had to write all that stuff up. There's invoices out there. But last month, no invoices could be found. So I'm putting that in again, Pat Pepper. And one thing I want to call attention to is the memorandum from Jane Kohler apprising the council on work that Ann Bremner is doing. Now, I am wondering why Ann Bremner is not apprising you of the work that Ann Bremner is doing, and why is Jane Kohler billing the city for work that Ann Bremner should be apprising you of and not her? This is double dipping. She's getting paid because she is talking with Ann Bremner, and I want those invoices, and I'm turning in my report.
Jana?
Jana Thompson, Black Diamond. I just want to join the voices that are stating their dismay and disapproval and outrage that the defense funding for Pepper was passed without even inquiring how much it was going to cost or where that money was going to come from. No conversation from the budget committee, budget chair, about where the money was going to come for, what the money was going to look like. No question at all from the budget chair. How could that be? How dysfunctional is that? And I am just so curious why, Councilmember Pepper, you are hiding all this information. Why you are not complying with the PDC, why you are not being transparent, why you couldn't answer the simplest questions that Councilmember Dee Dee had that would have helped all of us in understanding what was going on and what this was costing. So I am so disappointed that the lack of good conversation when it's supposed to be happening here didn't happen, and that there's just all this hidden stuff going on that is really sad. And you are the epitome of the pot calling the kettle black. That is you.
Is there anyone else wishing? Andy? Mr. Williamson.
Andy Williamson, City Black Diamond Citizen. I just want to make sure, again, we invite everybody to the Kiwanis dinner. There's a politician who still remained nameless who once said, you know, it's hard to hate close up. And it's time that we can sit at a table as a community and break bread and have that commonality and talk on good things and try to work out issues. So that's sponsored in part, you know, but the Kiwanis Club has taken the heavy lift and we work with the PTA. And it's the first time in the gym. There's a lot of good things. And everyone keep talking about there's flyers here. But another thing I wanted to mention, the Kiwanis Club, I'm a past president, so I sit on the board. I'm not the current president. Jonna Thompson is our current president of the Kiwanis Club. The Kiwanis Club has stepped forward, and there is an event that's going to be happening very shortly. It's called Shop with a Cop. And it's the ability where police officers take kids in need and can make that bond a true community bond with those kids. The Kiwanis Club has stepped forward and will fund 10 of those children this year. And we want to make sure those are Black Diamond kids with Black Diamond cops that our club is. So if anybody else, I know everyone's got their hand out at this time of the year, if anybody else, to the Police Officers Guild or to the police officers to help fund those children so they can have a better Christmas, but to build that responsibility and that, in that bridge between the police officers, civil servants, and the kids is a big advantage for all of us in the community. So I just want to make sure we all know our Kiwanis Club is going to fund 10 of those kids. And everybody come to the Thanksgiving. We look forward to seeing all of you. So, yes, Mr. Weber.
So you guys still going to have the scouts coming in and doing the busing like you do
in the past? I'm not sure if they're going to do it. I don't think. Again, it's anybody. Hey, at the end, I'm telling you, Mr. Weber, if you show up, we'll find something for you to do. And if you want to help bus tables, man, that's awesome. So. I mean,
it's kind of a nice little bridging between, you know, the kids, and they see the kids that are older than them, possibly, that maybe that's something they might like to do, and then move on into, police or whatever. So,
it's one of the few. It does. It's one of the few opportunities, I think, that our community, and I'm going to sound like I'm a police cheerleader here, but when we started the DARE programs a lot of years ago, I was the first person who donated the money to help start the DARE program here. Mm-hmm. And we're one of the very few communities who continue to participate in DARE. Mm-hmm. And that pays dividends to all of us as a community, not only in as they speak with the police, but as they speak with us, the people working throughout the city. We've built that bond with the kids through that DARE, through those Thanksgiving dinners, through that shop with the cops. So if you can find it in your heart, put some money towards the police to help do with shop with the cop, but also just come and have a free dinner. It's open to anybody. It's not, someone said, oh, it's for the poor people. No, it's not for the poor people. It's for everybody. It's community. It's a way to do it. So I'm well over my time, but thank you. And thanks everybody in the community. If you come out, we appreciate it.
James.
James Stout, Black Diamond. I thought I've seen everything in my life. I've never seen anything more appalling than what I've seen tonight. I agree with what has been said that three of you should actually resign tonight.
Don't look at me.
I am looking at you.
Well, I'm not going to.
Well, and that's pretty sad. I cannot believe that two of you would vote on this to approve when you obviously don't have the information, because obviously that has not been shared with you. And if it has been shared with you, you're probably in violation of another thing, another Open Public Meeting Act. If the three of you have met together and shared information, that would not be shared with the community. You need, if you had a moral bone in your body, if you really thought of the citizens of this city, and instead of sitting there with your smug face, and exuding your incompetence and your disdain, you would get up and walk out of here right now. And if you really cared about us, to save us the hundreds of thousands of dollars that this is costing our citizens, when you took your oath of office, if you really meant that, you would get up and walk out here right now. I'm just, I have never, ever, ever, ever seen anything like this in my life. I've been around incompetent, narcissistic individuals in the workforce. And I just cannot believe, looking in your face with your smug look, having worked with you personally, and that you would do this to this city, that you pull vouchers, you pull this, you won't pay that because you don't have enough information, but you have the gall, two of you, to vote on something that you technically have no knowledge of. But obviously you do. So just hope whatever rain downs on you will rain down on you hard.
Your time is up. Judy Goodwin.
Didn't you raise your hand? I was just trying to remember the order of hands.
Judy Goodwin, Black Diamond. I think over the last 2 years, I've been going through the however many stages of grief there are. And I'm at sad. I'm at being really sad. It's just overwhelming feeling of sadness that we communicate as we have been, that there has been so little, well, in communicating, not communicating with staff. It just breaks my heart that we've wasted 2 years in so many ways. And we've been spiteful towards each other. There have been unkind things said. It just really makes me sad. And I totally agree with Andy. We need to move on. We need to come together as a community. I totally agree with Melissa that we should be taking those little ornaments, those paper ornaments off the trees, finding a family to support. And here's a plug for my husband's calendars. He's got his calendars ready for 2018, and I think they're really pretty. And I believe he charges $25, but all proceeds go to the community center. So if you're looking for a present, there, many of the pictures are from Black Diamond. Consider Craig's calendars. You can get in touch with us about them. Thank you.
No sales.
Is there anybody else wishing to address council?
I certainly didn't use my three minutes.
Judy Watson.
I got a little PO'd when I was up here before. But I wanted to reiterate on Melissa, we're having our fourth annual Hometown Christmas this year, which will be December the 9th. And it's all for the children, not only children here in Black Diamond, but children all around the area. This year, we're having two reindeer. Thank you to Gina, who's actually the chair this year. She's worked really hard to get them. We have arts and crafts at the Eagles. Melissa will be there. We have two ladies from the Arts Alliance that will show kids how to paint. We have a storyteller at the museum. We have someone that's also on behalf of the King County Library System doing a magic show for the kids. We've got, hopefully, carolers going through town. We've got all kinds of things, cookies and hot chocolate at the museum. The antique store will have cookies and apple cider. I'm sure the smoke shop will have something, and hopefully Mike will have something. But it's going to be a fun time for the kids and also a hayride. All kinds of things for kids. So please come out and bring your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Pardon? Oh, Frosty. Oh, and we'll have Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus there and Frosty the Snowman, and she'll probably be following them all over. But it's just a fun time for everybody, so please come out.
Kristen?
Cookie decorating at the bakery also for children.
Kristen Bryant, Bellevue. Thanks again for the opportunity to address you, Mayor and Council. I was discussing at the first public comment period that the court in a recall case does not determine whether the recall allegations are true or false. I've read all the documents. None of them prove that any of the alleged violations of the oath of office by Councilmember Pepper that she was accused of actually occurred, because I don't believe any of them did occur, and you won't find any proof of them. Can I have additional time? I'm being interrupted.
No. Just keep talking.
We voted no.
I'm not going to give up my time to people talking over me in the audience.
You can't make a political speech, though. You have to be careful of what you say. You talk about facts.
I understand that. Some people have to be more careful than others in this room.
No, you talk about facts.
And I am stating a factual assertion. There is no proof in any of the court documents on the recall of any violations of the oath of office. Some of the evidence submitted was a lawsuit that is unadjudicated. The lawsuit was submitted by developer Oak Point. There had been no determination, no proof in this lawsuit of any open meetings violations. Except there is one thing that the court said that the people could decide whether it was recallable, that I don't think is much in dispute. Pepper did vote for a 3-month budget, which under state law was not legal. The court ruled that the state law says that it has to be a year-long budget. The 3-month budget was voted for by all 5 council members on the advice given at the open meeting on December 27, 2016, by the law firm of Kenyon Dyson. Is it any wonder that Pepper needs a proper defense from an attorney? And is it interesting that the law firm of Kenyon Dyson did not advise her at the time the recall came up that she was entitled to a defense from the city? Some of those people here who are upset about $20,000 for Attorney Kohler's payment at $200 an hour are not upset at $250,000 being paid to the firm of Kenyon Dyson at a rate of closer to $300 an hour. This money was spent in contracts signed by the mayor behind closed doors with no public discussion. There was no public discussion when Kenyon Dyson increased their fees last.
Your time is up.
My time is not up. My time was taken by people
Your
talking over
up.
Me. I request additional time.
Point of order.
I request the
Your
council to allow me to finish. I have about less than a minute to complete.
I make a motion to allow this person, this
you
public
can't,
person.
You can't be.
Do you know that you have interrupted this person constantly, and she deserves the right to speak, just like all these other people have? I'll make a motion that she get to finish her minute uninterrupted. Do I have a second?
I will second you, Pat.
Just talk. Get it done.
Go. Point of order. Please get control of the audience. Madam Chair.
As I was saying, some people are not upset at the $250,000 paid to the firm of Kenyon Dyson behind closed doors with no public vote on their contract except to vote against them. There were how many people know that the mayor signed at least 3 of these contracts for $45,000 on one day alone this summer after the council had contracted properly for other legal services to be provided? Does anyone know how much the mayor spends on her attorney in the OPMA lawsuit? Does anyone ask? Does anyone care? Does anyone know how much she spends every year at Kenyon Dyson's rate, close to $300 an hour? There was no public discussion of those contracts. Now the developer is filing another lawsuit against the city. The cost to the taxpayers is this developer. Thank you.
So, Kristen, Kristen, I can answer your question. For general city business for the city of Black Diamond, we have paid Kenyon Deason $123,000 this year. For the MDIRT teams, we paid $47,000. And we paid $17,000 for the OPMA to Kenyon Deason. So it is not $250,000. It's not even $200,000 that was stated in the lawsuit against me. So it's all false information. Make it up. You're done. Just make it up. That's what you do. You do it very well.
Excuse me. Point of order, Madam Chair.
So is anybody else wishing to speak, Ron?
Ron Taylor, Black Diamond. So, yes, there are changes coming. For one thing, the city of Black Diamond voters have issued a message that Save Black Diamond and Brian Drudowski and Kristen Bryant is fired. I cannot imagine if I was going to try and get the city to pay for my expenses, I would at least have the decency to have somebody else bring the motion. I would have never had the gall to bring my own motion to pay myself for my own expenses. You should resign. What I warned you guys about 2 years ago, I will just revisit momentarily. I said, be careful who you give your power to and who you let lead you. You have followed the Brian Drudowski and the Kristen Bryant mandates and mantras. And now you sit here today, you're being sued more than once, you've lost jobs, you've encumbered enormous expenses, you've been brought up on criminal charges. This is the essence of dereliction of your own responsibility. You have given it over to other people who are not now sitting in the seats paying the price. You're the ones sitting here. You're the ones having to face the charges. Meanwhile, Drudowski's not even here, and Kristen Bryant's not facing these things. You guys are the ones that have put yourselves in this position. I just want to reiterate that. I just want to make sure that's on the record.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Oh. You were out of time. Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Judy Carrier.
Judy Carrier, Green Valley Road, Auburn. I haven't been here for all of the meeting, but I have some questions about why the people here and some of you there are thinking like you do. Because it seems to me that Councilmember Pepper has been accused of something by a group of citizens, not yourselves, at least legally, and has incurred fees to defend herself. Although I could be wrong about this, I think early on she defended herself quite well without legal help, and then legal help was needed because the situation went further. But the Supreme Court has excused the entire recall situation. Yes, they have at this point. No, yes, they have. Then, no. Brenda, start counting, please, when they're quiet. I get the time. Please do that. All right. At any rate, what I understand they said was, yes, she could be recalled if the group that wants to recall her went through the petition portion of it again. At this point, maybe or maybe not that has happened, but there are only legal fees that are still owed for what occurred in the first part of this. And what is really difficult for me to understand is that cities defend their people, their officials, if they are brought up on charges. Now, I know there's a tremendous difference in agreement on what has been done on either side. But as far as Councilmember Pepper goes, she has faced something that has been brought against her by a certain group of citizens. She has legal fees. She's asking for reimbursement. She may be saying to you, and I can't second guess her on this, I've not talked with her about this, but if the other recall continues, there will be more fees. But she does not know that at this point. So how can she tell what kind of legal fees...
Your time is up.
Yes. What kind of legal fees she is asking for. It is just she's asking for defense from the city that she has worked for. And, of course, I do disagree with many of you who are here. I believe she has given her all and double her all. And so have the other two majority. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to... Nancy.
Good evening. I'm Nancy Rogers. I'm a land use attorney with Karen Cross and Humpleman representing Oak Point. Oak Point was granted intervention in the lawsuit that the city council brought against Mayor Benson. And with that grant of intervention, we were provided the right to file a, what's called a third-party complaint in that litigation in order to become a party in that litigation. What you saw this evening was service of that complaint on the three individual council members who apparently are behind that litigation. We did serve that tonight, and we'll formally serve the city clerk tomorrow and get it served on council and that kind of thing. But the most important point I wanted to make is that together with that complaint, we also are filing and serving a motion for stay of that litigation. We don't think that litigation should be moving forward, certainly not now in light of the election results. We don't think, quite frankly, any of the litigation that's currently going on needs to be happening so long as the city follows the law and the terms of the contracts that were already agreed to. That's the only reason that any of this is happening here. We aren't trying to be combative in any way, shape, or form, but we do need to defend our property rights. That's what this is about. That's what happened tonight. And I don't know if you have anything else you want me to throw in there. All right. So that's where we're at. Hopefully 2018 will be a nicer year. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Robin?
Just have her 6 minutes. She's already been up.
Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. I just want to put it on the record quickly that in the first packet that I handed in is a Supreme Court decision that allows us to move forward with a recall with three charges. I have petitions in my car for people to sign tonight if you want to follow me out there.
That's silly. I don't think that was...
Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close this public comment session. I would entertain a motion. Oh. Do we have an executive session? No? Okay, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned.